Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. We're about a month past Easter. School is ending, summer is beginning, and with it, the temptation to relax our spiritual efforts. But our spiritual life doesn't go on vacation. And we must not turn back to the way things were before Lent. The temptation to turn back seems to reoccur in a lot of places throughout the scriptures. Lot's wife turned back to look at Sodom and Gomorrah, and she became a pillar of salt. The Israelites in the desert continually wanted to turn back and return to Egypt. And Jesus himself warns, "No one who sets his hand to the plow, but turns to look back, is fit to serve in the kingdom of God." Why is looking back spiritually dangerous? Why does it risk losing not just momentum, but salvation itself? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. We human beings are in a perpetual process of becoming the person God wants us to become. We have not yet taken the final form we shall bear for eternity. In this life, our character is malleable, and we're shaping it continually. And one of the main ways we shape our character is by what we give our time and attention to, what we allow ourselves to think about, and we allow ourselves to desire. That's what we turn into. The content we dedicate our minds to, that shapes our souls, just like the food we consume shapes our bodies. In his second letter, Peter warns us, writing, "Anyone who has escaped the pollution of the world, once by coming to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and who then allows himself to be entangled by it a second time and mastered, will end up in a worse state than he began in." What he has done is exactly what the proverb rightly says. The dog goes back to its own vomit, and when the sow has been washed, it wallows in the mud. You didn't know that was in Scripture, did you, Teresa? So Peter uses, well, kind of a gross image, but it certainly gets the point across. When a dog turns back to its vomit, it reconsumes the filth it should have left behind. Likewise, when we turn our minds back to what God delivered us from, we start to take it back into ourselves. And that poison can destroy us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. We begin to resemble whatever we fix our thoughts and desires on. That's what we become. Lot's wife turned her gaze back to Sodom and Gomorrah, and she became like it. Dead and sterile, a pillar of salt. What we turn toward, we become. Egypt was an idolatrous nation, punished by God. When the Israelites kept turning their minds back to Egypt, it led them to commit idolatry. And then they were punished by God. This is why the saints say it's not enough to govern our actions in refraining from sin. We have to also govern our thoughts as well. We can't indulge in lustful or angry thoughts. We can't indulge in thoughts of resentment. We can't indulge in vain thoughts or greedy thoughts or anxious thoughts or self-pitying thoughts. Because that all shapes our character. And it shapes it not according to Christ. So we guard our thoughts. We try to put evil thoughts out of our minds. How do we do that? When the wrong thought, a disordered thought, an evil thought, pops up into our mind, immediately turn to Jesus and Mary and say, "Help me," and then do two things. Replace it with the right thought, and then do the right action. As soon as the wrong thought is there, ask Jesus and Mary for help, and then replace it with the right thought, even if you don't feel it. This is not about feelings. And then do the right action. Because the right thoughts and the right actions will actually change your feelings. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. There's a quick episode in the gospel that suggests that even when something isn't sinful, we shouldn't turn to it if it's going to distract us from God. In Matthew chapter 8, a man who has been invited to follow Jesus says, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." Our Lord's reply is pretty tough. He says, "Leave the dead to bury their dead. You come and follow me." Now, giving your parents a decent burial certainly isn't a sin. In fact, it's a work of mercy, a good thing. But the Lord's point is that even good things of this world aren't as important as focusing on the main thing, God alone. After all, every good thing in this world will end. Even our family and our friends are going to die, and our most important relationships will be interrupted by death sooner or later. The only thing that lasts, and the only thing that has the power to resurrect and glorify all the good things of this life, is God Himself. Which means that any good thing we want more than God is a disordered attachment that prevents us from receiving God completely. Now you might say, "Well, I love God more than anything." But the great spiritual masters, John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila, tell us that everyone has two or three good things we actually want more than God. What's the thing that hijacks your prayer, keeps you awake at 3 a.m., makes you anxious, angry, or resentful when threatened? That's likely your real treasure. That's the thing you want more than God. Is it success in your profession or some success for your kids? Is it your health or the health of a loved one? Is it a relationship that has become difficult? Are you worried about outliving your money? Or are you frustrated about the uncertainty you are experiencing? We're supposed to want good things and pursue them and delight in them when we possess them. But we must want God above all things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Jesus says his disciples have to set their hand to the plow and not look back. That means we must not look back to whatever it is he is calling us to leave behind. We shouldn't be looking back longingly at anything sinful, but it also means we shouldn't be constantly turning our attention back to what he's asked us to surrender, something that we still want more than him. Putting your hand to the plow and looking ahead means to focus on the job at hand. And that job is union with God in holiness. That means a deep friendship with Jesus through daily meditation and serving others with uncomplaining generosity. Those are the kinds of disciples Christ is looking for. Those are the kinds of workers he wants for his fields. Single-minded and focused, and always looking forward. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, anything surprise you in that meditation, Teresa?
The imagery was pretty wild and definitely memorable as something that I think will be a sharp reminder to me every time I start turning back, because some of that was, you know, intentionally gross in a way that it depicts the real disappointment and the dehumanization of the act of turning back and choosing less human things. But I think this meditation for me comes at a really great time when I've been in a lot of conversations recently surrounding nostalgia, which is a huge topic right now. And I thought that's where this was going to go, and it didn't exactly, but it actually parallels in a very good way, which is, I think, turning back, looking back, thinking about what was, even like in the desert, the Israelites looking back and thinking, ah, Egypt was good. This was good. Or even the beauty of looking back and saying, let me go bury my father. Your father, that's like, that's where you come from. It's where you grew up. That's who raised you. But God is constantly asking us to look forward. And it's not that we shouldn't look back. I don't think nostalgia is innately this evil thing. It can be really, really good. But I think what I was reflecting on was that it's good insofar as it informs us about the present and where we're headed. And a lot of nostalgia right now, a lot of the turning back, is just to turn back and say, that was good, but you're clinging to this dead thing. Like, he wants to go bury his father, but God is right there. His father, his soul has moved on.
Right.
And what he would want is for his son's soul to be saved as well, but we cling to something that can't help us now, can't help us in the future.
Yeah, I think we're tempted to turn back when the present moment and what we think will be the near future is hard or distasteful.
Exactly. Exactly. I was really struck a couple times this week. I actually heard people say a very cliche line, which is, I was born in the wrong generation.
Yes.
And I think what I don't like about that line is it acknowledges the good of the past, but it implies that you can't have it now. And my question is always, well, what do you want out of the past and how can you do that now? Because if they say, oh, it was just chivalry is dead and we've kind of lost sight of beauty and we don't read anymore, those things are all still here and you can be those things. The past should inform you and say, that's not actually gone. But instead, we choose to cling to the dead part of the past.
Yeah.
Which kind of separates us from the responsibility.
You just hit it.
And that's the danger of nostalgia right now.
You just did it. When we turn back, we want to escape the responsibility and the hard work that lies ahead. Mm-hmm. That's why the Israelites, because Egypt seemed easy compared to the desert seems hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the promised land for the Israelites was right there. And you say, well, yeah, they had to wander in the desert for 40 years. No, they didn't have to. It was only supposed to be a few weeks' journey into the promised land. Yeah. And they turned back and made it 40 years of hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That was on them.
It doesn't take you 40 years to walk across the country.
No. And that's a small area.
It is a very small... Well, you can bike across the Netherlands in like a day.
That was on them, and that's on us.
But that's, I think, it's such a good depiction of where we're at right now with a great example of it, and it's something everyone's talking about. Media is kind of cycling through itself at a faster and faster rate, where we're remaking everything. Every movie is just a remake or a reboot or a sequel. It's just kind of condensing itself of just not adding anything new to the conversation, but just bringing it back. Just bringing it back and bringing it back and turning back.
Yes.
But in a way that's not actually even trying to move forward. We are just walking in the desert.
Just like the Israelites, going in circles.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that's because of fear of responsibility, fear of the hard work, fear of, what do you think it is?
To some degree, it's new things are risky.
Yep.
I keep referencing songs at the end of these meditations, but I really like the song.
Hey,
I showed it to you recently.
Accentuate the Positive was awesome.
It's good. And my new song recommendation is No One Likes the Opening Band by I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. Because you remember I showed that to you recently. And they highlight a lot of reasons why people don't try new things. It's unfamiliar. It scares us. We don't want to give them a chance because we wait until someone else proves that something is good and tells us that this band is good.
Yeah.
And we wait till a band is selling out shows to even buy a ticket instead of trying something new and supporting new things and new media and new art and learning new lessons. So, because it's innately a bit of a risk.
Yeah.
So studios don't want to make the risk of new content, of being pioneers. We don't want to take the risk of entering the promised land when we know what Egypt was like. It is the exact phrase of the devil that you know is better than the devil that you don't, which is so far from the truth. It's so far from the truth.
And it's the complete opposite of hope. Hope says the best is yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
Despair says all the good was in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's unfortunate because we find so much joy in discovery, in innovation, being pioneers. We find so much joy in the surprise that God has waiting for us. And despite those little doses we get of that beauty, we just keep turning back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting on this meditation for a long time because I think this is very indicative of where we're at. And it's also the saddest, most frustrating element of most of our lives, which is addiction and turning back and falling back. And it's usually we fall back into the same things.
A very practical resolution for me in this is that every time my thoughts turn back, or I have the thought that I want to turn back, oh, that if I could go back in time, is you have to go back to our hockey analogy. You have to check that thought right there.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Replace it. Command the right thought. Then do the right action. That really is the only way out.
Yep.
Is you just have to stop the wrong thought, put the right thought in, and then do the right action. And eventually you'll be transformed.
I'll tell you what. The imagery you brought up in this meditation, I'm definitely going to be thinking about a dog eating vomit every time I think about turning back, and I'm just going to be disgusted enough.
Yeah. You know, you can
but
see.
But it's brutal. And I normally think there's no place for things that are disgust us for the sake of being disgusting. But in this case, this is the exact level of you should be disgusted.
The Holy Spirit inspired the author of Scripture to place it there. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blame that one on the Holy Spirit.
It's not just gross for being gross. It's gross to reflect something that we don't find gross enough.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.